The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita Daf Yud, and we are on the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So in the last Mishnah, we saw the idea of the Mida Sha'adan Moideid Ba Moideidin Loi. The idea of Mida Kineged Mida, and it comes into Masechta Soita, because when the Soita was punished and embarrassed, when she came to drink from the Mei Soita, there was a lot of symbolism of Mida Kineged Mida. So on that note, the Gemara does what it often does, and that is digress, says the Mishnah. Shimshon Holach Achar Einov, Shimshon Hagibar followed his eyes. Lefichach, and it's for that reason that at the end of his life, Nakru Plishtim as Einov. The Plishtim popped out his eyes. Shenema v'yichsu plishtim v'yinakru esenov. Avshalom niska b'sayre. Avshalom was a balgaiva, literally, with his hair. L'fichach, nitla b'sayre. Therefore, ultimately, his downfall came with his hair as well. L'fichach bal esapalak sheyoviv. And because Avshalom was boil, his father, David's 10 palakshim, l'fichach mida keneged mida nasnu boy eselun biyois. He was killed with 10 spears. Shenema v'yisoybu asara anoshim noisim kliyoiv. L'fichach ganav gibel ganavois. And because he was goine three people's das, Lev Aviv, Velev Bezdin, Velev Yisrael, Lefichach Nisku by Gimel Shvatim. It's for that reason that he was hit with three staffs. Shenemar, Vayikach Shloisha Shvatim, Bekapai, Vayiskoim, Belev Avshalom. V'chein So just like we find this idea, Mida Keneged Mida, when it comes to punishment, we just mentioned Shimshon and Avshalom, we had the Soita. You find the same thing when it comes to Mida Taiva as well. And Hashem rewards somebody also, Mida Keneged Mida. Miriam, Himtina Lamosha Shachas. Miriam waited for her baby brother at the time, Moshe, for Shoachas, Shenema, Batesatzav, Achoyse Mirachik. That's when Pari had made the Gzera that all boys that are born have to be thrown into the Nilus. And Miriam, because of her Nevuah, she knew that one day this boy was destined for greatness, so she's standing there. Lefichach, Nesakvu, Lo, Yisrael, Zayin, Yom, Midbar. So therefore, when she became a Mitzayra, after she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe years later in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days. Shenema, V'ha'om, Nasa, Ad Heyosef, Miriam. Incidentally, you see here the idea of Mida Toiva Meruba. She waited a Shah Achas, and they waited for her 7 days, as opposed to Avshalom, who was ba on David's 10 palakshim, he got mida keneged mida. He got 10 back. He was going to have three people's leiv, therefore, he got mida keneged mida. Then, additionally, you find this idea by Yosef. Yosef, zochalik boris aviv. Yosef was the one that buried his father, Yaakov. Interesting Lashon. Yosef Zocha. Likbar was a schos. Likbar is of fame, Bach of Galamimenu. And he was the greatest of all the brothers. Shenema, how do you know that Yosef was the one who buried Yaakov? That's the whole story in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi. Vayal, Yosef Likbar is of it. Vayal, Yimagam Rechev Gam Peroshim. Milonu Godol Me Yosef. So who was Zoicha to something more than Yosef was? That when it came to his own Kfura, who was Isaac in Yosef's Kfura? Moshe, Shalinas Asak Bayel Moshe. The whole idea of the Atzmus Yosef. Moshe Zoch of Atzmus Yosef. Vein b'Yisrael Golem Yimeru. Shenema v'yikach Moshe Atzmus Yosef Yimoy. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. That Yosef was the greatest of the brothers and he was the one who buried his father Yaakov. He was Zoich that the greatest person buried him. That was Moshe, as the Pasuk says. V'yikach Moshe is Atzmus Yosef. Mi Godel mi Moshe. Shelo Yines Asik Boyel HaMokim. And who was Zoich to a bigger Kfura than Moshe? Nobody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide v'atzmai is the one that buried Moshe, Shenema v'yikbar oitzei begai, he see that he was zeicha, that Hashem himself buried him. Again, mida keneged mida. He was the greatest, he buried Yosef, so he was zeicha when it came time to his kvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that buried him. Says the Mishnah, however, lo yal Moshe b'vad amru, this idea that Hashem is involved in the Misa and the Petira of a Tzaddik, although the Pasuk says it specifically by Moshe, but it's an idea that you find by all Tzaddikim. Elo al kol ha-tzaddikim shenemar v'holach lefanecho tzedkecho kvoid Hashem yasvecho. What was unique about Yosef was v'yikbar oitzei begai. Usually Hashem doesn't do the kfura. There's chaver kadisha that do the kfura. Yosef was zoicha to v'yikbar oitzei mida keneged mida, special schus that he had. But all Tzaddikim are zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays a role in their Petira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays a role in the end of their life. So from here until the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, literally the next plot Gemara, the Gemara is going to be hardcore Agadata, discuss the story of Shimshon HaGibar. So today's Daf is all about Shimshon HaGibar. So as a very brief introduction to the story of Shimshon HaGibar, and really in order to understand the Daf and all the Psukim that the Gemara is going to darshan, we have to have a little bit of background, just dust off some of the yediyas that we have with regards to the story of Shimshon HaGibra. So the story or the parsha in Nach is mentioned in Sefer Shoftim. It's Perek Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, and Tezayin. And it begins, Vayhi ish echad mitzarim v'shpachas adoni u'shmoy Manoach. V'ishtei akor v'lo yodlod. There was a man whose name was Manoach. He had a wife, and they didn't have any children. Vayhi ayoyim v'yirim malach Hashem elo isha. A malach appears to the woman, and he tells her, "Hine no at akor v'lo yolat, v'horiz v'yiladet bein." I know you're an akor, you don't have any children, but I'm giving you a haftacha. This is a malach talking. You're going to have a child. However, you're going to have to follow the following instructions. V'ato hishamri no. I want you to watch yourself. V'al tishti ayin v'sheicher. Don't drink any wine. V'al toichli kol tamei. Don't eat anything tamei. Ki hina chora v'yolat bein. You're going to have a child. U'mayr layal ha'roishe. When the child is born, make sure that a scissor, a shaver, a razor never touches his head. Ki nazir elikim yeh anar menabotan. Because this child is going to be a nazir. We spoke a lot about the naziris of Shimshon when we learned Masach this nazir. This child is going to be a nazir. But he's not just going to be any Nazir. This Nazirus that he's going to have is going to give him special superpowers, and it's going to give him the ability to go out and save Klal Yisrael from the Plishtim. The historical background is that the Yidden lived side by side with the Plishtim. These were the Philistines, and they gave the Yidden a lot of tzaras. This couple was told that they would have a child, and this child of theirs would be unusually strong, would have unusual power, and he would be the one that would save Klal Yisrael from the Plishtim. Says the Torah, "V'atova yisha v'atayim li isha leima." So the woman goes home. She tells her husband, "You're not gonna believe what happened today. Isha likim boy lai umareu kamari malach likim noiru meoid. I didn't ask him his name. I didn't ask him where he's coming from. But this is what he told me. He gave me a psuri. He said we're gonna have a child, and now that we're gonna have a child, this child has to be a nazir. We can't touch his hair, and one day he's gonna be the Mashiach for Klal Yisrael." Manoach turns to Hashem and he davens that day and he asks Hashem to send the Malach one more time. He has some follow-up questions that he wants to discuss before they move forward. There's some questions, there's some things he needs clarified. The Pasuk says that the Malach comes down a second time, and again he gives over this Besura, and sure enough, fast forward, Vateled ho Isha Bein, Vatikra Shmoy Shimshon. This couple had a child. They named the child Shimshon, Vayigdal Hanar. The child grew up, Vayivarcheu Hashem. He was gebenched. He had special brachas. Vatochel Ruach Hashem Lefamoy B'machen Edon. He had the Ruach of Hashem that was clapping inside of him, Bein Tzoru, Bein Eshtoil. That was where they lived. And now the story of Shimshon begins. And the first pasuk regarding Shimshon HaGibor, and this parsha over here of Shimshon HaGibor is a classic example where you cannot just sit down and learn the Teresh HaBiksav of Navi without the input of Teresh Shabbat Peh. And we'll have the input of Teresh Shabbat Peh throughout today's daf. But the pasuk begins, Vayera Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon goes down to Timna, Vayera, Vayar Isha, he sees a woman, but Timnasa Mibnez Plishtim. Vayal Vayagal Avima, he goes back and he tells his parents, Vayoyma Isha Ro Isa, but Timnasa Mibnez Plishtim. I saw a woman, she's a member of the Philistine camp. Va'ata Kua Isalila Isha, I want someone to read the Shulach, I want to marry this woman. Vayoyma Lo Ava Vima, his parents tell him, Ha'im Bivnez Achecho Bechalami Isha Kiyat. Is there a shortage of Jewish girls that you have to go to the Plishtim and find a wife for you over there? No, this is the woman that I want to marry. Says the Pasuk, why does Shimshon want to marry this woman from the Plishtim? His parents didn't know that really what was motivating Shimshon was the Dvar Hashem. What Shimshon was trying to do was he was trying to infiltrate the Plishtim, because ultimately he knew that he had the power to take the Plishtim down, and he wanted to marry in, camouflage himself into their culture, so that one day he'll be able to take them down. In fact, we all know the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, in the Birchas Yaakov, where Yaakov tells Don, Yehi Don Nochosh Ali Derech Shvifoin Ali Oirech, and Rashi brings it referring to Shimshon HaGibor. I will see the Gemara later in today's daf that Shimshon was compared to a Nochosh, just like a Nochosh when he attacks his prey, he camouflages. You can't even see the Nochosh coming. It doesn't make a lot of noise. You can't even see the Nochosh. Shimshon was like the Nochosh. He was going to prey on the Plishtim, but rather than come out overtly, he was going to infiltrate them in a subtle way. He was going to do it through marrying into them. Either way, the pasuk says, "Vayerit Shimshon v'aviv and Timnasa." They meet the mechotanim. They're going down. They're going to drink l'chaim. On their way, says the pasuk, they're attacked by a lion. Shimshon tells his parents, "Stand by the side. Just don't watch what I'm about to do." He goes to the lion. He tears the lion apart. He doesn't even tell his parents how exactly he did it. Shimshon is hungry, and he sees that in the lion there's a whole swarm of bees and honey. Not a problem. He takes the puts his hand into the lion, rips out the honey, gets rid of the bees. He eats. They continue on to their journey. They're going to meet the Mechutanim. They sit down, and the Pasuk says that the Mechutanim brought along 30 people together at this feast, this event, where they're going to celebrate the engagement of this couple. The couple is sitting around, and Shimshon turns to these people. He says, I want to ask you a question. I have a riddle for you. So I guess at the time this was socially accepted. I have a riddle for you. And he throws out this riddle. Nobody has an answer. He goes, I'll tell you what. Let's make a deal. I give you 7 days to answer this riddle. If you can answer this riddle within 7 days, I owe you 30 suits, 30 tuxedos. If you can't, then you owe me. No problem. They're sitting. They bring out the whole brain trust back and forth. They're trying to come up with an answer to this riddle they can. Finally, they go to this plishti woman and they start threatening her. They tell her, how are we going to come up with these 30 chalifas that we need to give Shimshon? We're obviously about to lose his bet. So they tell her, I want you to see your husband. I want you to pressure him and I want you to give an answer. Not just that. If you don't, we're going to kill you, your family. So basically, they explained it to her. This is something that we need to get done. She comes to Shimshon and she pushes him very, very hard for him to reveal the answer to this riddle. And sure enough, Shimshon tells her the answer. She goes back. She tells it to her friends. They meet up on the day where they're supposed to have the answer. And sure enough, they have the answer. Shimshon lost the bet. Shimshon has to come up with 30 suits. Not a problem. Shimshon goes to Ashkelon. He sees 30 plishtim. Takes them out, takes their suits, and he goes back and he brings it to them. Needless to say, this didn't go over well amongst the Plishtim. The Plishtim got really, really upset, and there was a certain animosity that was starting to build up towards, against Shimshon. Shimshon goes away for a short period of time. He comes back to his wife, and he finds out that his wife had married somebody else while he was away. He goes to the Shver, where's my wife? He says, we decided that maybe this wasn't such a good shidduch. She has a younger sister that's a little bit more appropriate for you. You're going to marry the younger sister as well. Shimshon, again, wasn't happy. Shimshon goes out into the field. He takes 300 foxes. He lights, torches their tails. They start running. La'arku, la'rachba. They destroy the fields and the crops of the plishtim. That was his way of getting back a little bit for what the shver had done. Again, they weren't happy with what happened, and the feelings, the mood and the attitude between the Plishtim and the Yidden was slowly, slowly deteriorating. Says the Pasuk, and we're already in Perek Tazvav, we're moving along. The Plishtim, they come after Shimshon and they want him. This is it. They're going to take revenge. They go over to the Yidden and they basically give the Yidden an ultimatum. Either you hand over Shimshon or we're going to have to deal with everybody. So the Yidden decided that we're going to hand over Shimshon. Shimshon was wrong. They didn't know what Shimshon's cheshbon was. He didn't tell his parents. He didn't tell anybody. Here, Shimshon is starting up with the Plishtim. It seems like there's no reason for him to do this. So they decide they're going to hand over Plishtim. So they're going to hand over Shimshon. So they tie him up with ropes and they bring Shimshon towards the Plishtim. The Plishtim are about to do whatever they want to do with Shimshon. Shimshon rips open the ropes. He looks down on the floor. He sees the jawbone of a donkey. This is the famous jawbone of the donkey. He picks it up and he whacks all the people that were there. The Pasuk says he killed 1,000 people. He killed literally 1,000 people. After he finished, Shimshon got very thirsty. He turns to Hashem. I just had this unbelievable mess. I was safe from the plishtim. I'm going to die of thirst. That doesn't make any sense. So he cracks open the jaw, and sure enough, there was water over there. The Gemara is going to talk about it in the daf. And he drinks this water, and that's how he was saved. The Pasuk continues. Vayelech Shimshon Azasa. Shimshon now went to Azasa, Gaza. He saw an Isha Zoyna, Vayavo Yolea. The people in Gaza hear that Shimshon had come and that he spent the night in Gaza. They decided that morning they're going to take revenge against Shimshon. Shimshon got wind of that somehow. He wakes up in the middle of the night and he goes to the archway, the main entrance to Gaza, and he rips open the doorpost. He creates a shtikel churbin. He leaves town. Nobody started up with Shimshon. The pasuk continues. Vayhi achrekein, vayev isha benachal soirek. Shimshon now meets a woman. This is the third woman that's mentioned here in the parasha of Shoftim. Ushma Delila. Her name was Delila. She again was a plishti, and Shimshon decides that he's going to marry Delila. But what Shimshon didn't know is that Delilah was an undercover agent, and she was working for the Plishtim, and they had put her up to this because they wanted to take Shimshon down. And her job was to find out from Shimshon what exactly gave him these superpowers and how he was able to be so successful. So the pasuk says that at night, Bishas Tashmish, when Shimshon was weak, he was shvach, she would try to get the answer out of him. But Shimshon understood that if he gives away his secret, there's a good chance that it's not going to play out right for him. So he tried misleading her. So first he said, this is my koyach, that's my koyach. And obviously, they tried manipulating those koyches, and it didn't change. Finally, by Hi Ayoim, Shimshon succumbed. And Shimshon tells Delilah, you want to know what my koyach is? Vayagidlas koli boy. Tells her everything. I never cut my hair. If I cut my hair, at that point, I'll just be an ordinary person. Delilah saw that Shimshon was telling the truth. She goes to the Sarnei Plishtim and she says, Alu apam, come now. Right now, I know exactly what I need to do. Shimshon falls asleep. The pasuk says, Vay. They cut off his hair. And unbeknownst to Shimshon at that time, he loses all his koyach. Shimshon sleeping. Delilah wakes up Shimshon. Shimshon, the plishtim are coming. He wakes up. And he says, not a big deal. He's handled the plishtim for the last 20 years. He'll go out. He'll deal with them again. But he didn't realize. The plishtim took him. And because he didn't have his koyach, now they were able to get the better of him. They brought him back to Aza. They put him in chains. They gave him the job. He was a toichen. He ground things, literally. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. In the Beis Asurim, Vayachal Saroishoy Litzameach Kashagulach. And then his hair started growing back. Says the Pasuk, and this is the end of the story. Vesarnei Plishtim Nesvu Lizboyach Zevich Godol Dogoin Eloiheyam Ulusimcha. The Avodazara that the Plishtim worshipped was the Avodazara of Dogoin. And there was this big event, massive event, where all the Plishtim came together in this huge amphitheater, and they're going to all give Shvach Vayda to their Avodazara. Vayomru, and they say, and the reason they were doing it was to celebrate the fact that they had caught Shimshon. And they decide they're going to bring out Shimshon. He is the center of attraction at this event. He's in chains. He's been a slave now for a certain period of time. And Shimshon is going to go have to appear in front of all the plishtim where they're going to mock him and they're going to be mevaza him, thanking their avodah zarah for being able to overcome Shimshon. Says the pasuk, Shimshon is standing next to the beams that were holding up this amphitheater, and he turns to one of the people that were watching him, one of the security guards, and he tells him, you know, I'm a little tired. Do you mind just moving me over a drop to the right? I'd like to lean on the beam just so I can have a little bit of support. Person said, no worries. He moves over. He's now leaning against the beam. Says the pasuk, Vabayis moleo anoshim v'anoshim. V'shama kol sarni plishtim. Everyone that belonged to the plishtim was of any importance. Every VIP was invited to this event. Valagag, and even on the roof, there were another 3,000 people. Haroyim b'schoik Shimshon. They all came to see the bezoyin of Shimshon. Vayikra Shimshon el Hashem vayemas. Shimshon turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem Elikim, zochreini no v'chaskeini no achapam hazeh Elikim. He says, give me one more shot. Give me one more chance for me to have that koyach that I always had. V'inok manakam achas mishte'enai m'plishtim. Let me take revenge from the plishtim for what they did. So he grabs onto the two beams, right? One to the right, one to the left. And Shimshon gives a shray. He says, Tomois nafshi and plishtim. I'm prepared to die with the plishtim. Vayet bekoyach. Vayipol habayis al asronim. The entire house came crumbling down. Valkola mashaboy. Vayiu amesam ashehemis bemoisai. Rabbi me ashehemis bechayev. And he killed more people at that event than he had killed in his entire life combined. Vayerdu echav kol besovi. Vayisoisai. So his family, they came and they took the now dead body of Shimshon, and they buried him bein Tzara ubein Eshtal. That's where he was from originally. That concludes the four prokim of the story of Shimshon in Nach. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, Shimshon be'enav mora. Shimshon began with a merida because of his eyes. It starts off, Shenema Vayim Shimshon al Ovid. Shimshon tells his father, Oise Kachli, Ki Yashuv Eina. He meets a woman in Timnas, and that's how he penetrated the Plishti camp. Lefichach, it was for that reason that when it came time for Shimshon to be punished, Nakru Plishtim is Eina. Mida Kenegan Mida, he was punished with his eyes. Shenema Vayachzu Plishtim, Vayanakru is Eina. Fate the Gemara, Eini. Is that true? When Shimshon married this woman from Timna, was the motivation Arayas? The Pasik says, Vaksiva Ovid, the Imelay Yadu Kivan Shemu, that he really did it because he was motivated by Hashem. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ki yozal mi apasi yashru si yozal. L'maisa, the Pasik says, ki hi yashra be'enai, which shows that although, big picture, Shimshon's kavana was l'shem shemayim, but there was a subtle kavana of l'shem taiva as well. Thus, there was an element of avera be'enav, and that's why, mida keneged mida, he was punished with his eyes. Tanya, Rebbe Yoim, chilas kekula be'azo, Shimshon's first avera took place in Azo, Gaza, lefichach laka be'azo. Therefore, when he was punished, this huge, massive event that all happened in Gaza, chilas kekula be'azo, d'chsev v'yedach Shimshon azosa v'yasham isha zayna. That's where he saw the isha zayna. Lefichach laka be'azo, d'chsev v'yeridu oisai, azosa. When they captured Shimshon, they brought him down to Gaza. Rashi over here asks, is that true? The first avera that Shimshon did, the first element of Arias that's mentioned in the story of Shimshon is Vayar Isha Zayna? No, Vayar Sham Zayna was the second Isha. What was the first one? He saw a woman, he married her, that's that whole story with the Mechatanim. That didn't go over. That was the first one. So why are you telling me the first one was the, why are you telling me that the first one was the Isha Zayna? Says Rashi's Kasha. Says Rashi, that he did Timnas, Lav Kilkol. What happened in Timnas was not considered a Kilkol. Kulehai. As much, because that woman he married, he didn't take her as a zayna. He didn't do it biznos. Being that he took her as a wife, he didn't do it l'shem biznos. And for that reason, that's not really considered a kilkol. It's Yidua, the Rambam Shita. If Perik Yidbeis, Hilchos Yisur Yidua. The Rambam says, Yisrael Shaba al Goya, a yid that's boil a goy. So we all know that halacha. Kalaboyal Aramis. But that's only one sif cotton in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Yisur Ebiya. There's a whole perek over here where the Rambam discusses all the different halachas about a man who's boil a non-Jewish woman. So the Rambam begins, Yisrael shebayal goya misharu umayis, derech ishos, o Yisraelos, shenivalo v'goy derech ishos, harielu loikim anatero, yige malkos, shenemar loitis chatein bom. You're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to intermarry with the non-Jews. Bitcha loisiten lebnoi, ubitay loisikach, and the Rambam says, although like the Schatim Bam is said regarding the seven nations, Echad Shiva Amim, Vechad Kol Umos Beisrazer, the Chemefurish Al Dei Ezra, says the Rambam, Alocha Beis, V'loy Osra Torah Ela Derech Hasnos. It's only Osra Dei Raisa. If you marry it, Avla Ba, Alok Goya Derech Znos. But let's say it's only Derech Znos. Maki May Say Makas Mardos Midivrei Sofer. Incidentally, this is Fakert from the Rambam Shita with regards to someone who is Boyal, a Jewish non-married woman. A non-Jewish woman is mutter midairaisa derech snos, it's osur derech hasnos. With a Jewish woman, a ponoya baal apnuya, it's mutter midairaisa if it's derech ishos, that's the whole yisoid of Pelegesh. It's osur if it's lisiya kedesha, if it's done derech snos. But either way, the Rambam Shita is that it's much worse for a yid to be baal a goya derech ishos than it is to be boiled derech snos. Derech ishos, you're over an isadei raisa. Loi teschatim bom. Derech snos, you're not over the isadei raisa. So the Marsha already asks the Kasha on Rashi, how could Rashi say that the ikur kilkul of Shimshon was when he was vayar isha zoyna in Gaza, but the woman that he married in Timnas, oh, that was derech ishos. It's just the opposite. The woman that he married in Timnas, that was derech hasnos. There he was over the isadei raisa, loi teschatim bom. The woman that he met in Gaza, that was derech snos. Derech snos is ross. That's the Marsha's Kasha. Pasha, you see from Rashi, maybe he didn't learn like the Rambam. But it is interesting that the Rambam Lashitasai, in the end of Perek Yud Gimel, this is a classic Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, Al Yala Al Daitcha, don't think for a moment, She Shimshon HaMashias Yisrael, Shimshon, who was a Mashiach Yisrael, Oy Shloima Melech Yisrael, She Nikra Yedidya, he's building up who Shimshon was. Who was Shimshon? He was a Mashiach Yisrael. Who was Shloima HaMelech? He was called Yedidya. That's like the Spitz Shvach. He was called Yedidya. Nasu Nashim Nachrius Begayusan. You read the Psukim, it sounds like they married non-Jewish women. Aliyala Daitcha, don't even have such a Havamina. Ela Soid HaDover Kachu. I'm going to explain to you what the Soid is. Sha Mitzvah HaNachayna. If a ger or geiris comes to be megayir, bait gin acharav. We do some serious due diligence. Shemu bigla, mama in sheyita, abushal srorish yiskala. We want to make sure that this convert is converting for noble purposes. The issue if he's a man, maybe let's make sure he's not converting because there's a certain Jewish woman that he wants to marry. And if it's a woman, make sure it's not because of some Jewish man that she wants to marry. And in the event that the due diligence checks out, then we allow the gayrus to play itself out. But otherwise, we're not going to, because we're always concerned that maybe the gayrus is happening for the wrong reasons. Lefichach says the Rambam, like Kiblu Bezdin Gerim, Kol Yimei David Shleima, B'mei David Shemem Rapachat Chazir. The times of David, they were afraid, Chazal, that maybe a convert is converting because he's afraid. U'bimei Shleima Shemem B'shulam Malchus V'atei V'agdeilo. And therefore, they were very sensitive when it came to Mekabel Gerim. Zok the Rambam forwarding. Lefisha Gaya Shleima Noshim. Shleima Melech married Noshim Nachriyos. Quote unquote. But really, he was Megayer then. V'chein Shimshon Gayer V'nosa. However, says the Rambam, V'adover Yodua, it was well known, Shalei Chazru Elo Elabish V'adover, that these women, this woman that was Megayer in order to marry Shimshon, wasn't Megayer because she decided that she wanted to be a Utkehitin Yid. She was Megayer because she wanted to marry Shimshon. V'loy al pi bezdin gayer, but wasn't done 100% al pi das Torah. Therefore, chashvan akosov, the Torah considers it kilo hen goyos ubi isurin hen loim them. Therefore, we treat them as if they're goyim. But Chalila says the Rambam al yala al daitcha to think that they were full fledged goyim and they never even went through a gerus. They went through a gerus, but the gerus itself wasn't a perfect gerus, and that's why the Torah treats them as if they were goyim. And the truth is, the way it played out at the end was indicative of what their motivation was in the beginning. But either way, it's the Rambam l'shitasai. The Rambam avado held that what Shimshon did in Timnas, had it been with a non-Jewish woman, would have been worse than what he did in Azar. Because the Rambam, this Derech Chasson is Asim Adai Raisa, Derech Znos is only Asim Adai Rabbanan. But the Rambam holds that that was never done with a Goya. He was Megayer her. And being that he was Megayer her, it's for that reason it wasn't bad. What was the Tchilas Kilkel? It wasn't a perfect Geiris. That's true. But Lamaisa, that wasn't a true Kilkel. The true Kilkel was what he did in Gaza. In Gaza, whether she was a Jewish woman or a non-Jewish woman, Vatar Isha Zayna, that's already a Maisa Kilkel, and that's why the Kilkel began in Gaza. Shimshon later was going to be punished in Gaza. Says the Pasuk, Vahi Achri Kain, Vayev Isha Ben Achasar. Shimshon eventually meets his final wife, Ushma Delila. Tanya, Rabbi Yoim, Ramali, look at Shma Delila. Ruya, he's such a digger of Delila. Had her name not been Delila, her name could have been Delila anyways. It was a very appropriate name. Dildula is Koichai, because she took away his strength. Dildula is Liboy, she took away his heart, the strength of his heart. He was able to not go through life not telling anybody what the secret to his powers were until he met his wife. And Diltala is Maisav, and so too, she took away his Maisav. Diltala is Koichai Dixiv, Ayosar Koichai Meol. Diltala is Liba, Dixiv, Atar, Dalila, Kiegel, Asko, Liba. Diltala is Maisav, this Talik Shechina Mineis. Avoida was an under Sart Avoida. He lost the Shechina. Dixiv, Hula Yoda, Ki Hashem, Sar Meol. It says the Paz of Atar, Dalila, Kiegel, Asko, Liba. So Shimshon keeps on misleading Delilah until finally he tells her the truth. And when he tells her the truth, the pasuk says, "Vatar Delilah." She saw that Shimshon was telling the truth. Now, ultimately, they proved that Shimshon had been telling them the truth. But how did she know at that point? Till now, he had been misleading her over and over and over again. So how now did she finally know that this was the emes? Says the Gemara, because the reality is, when a person's telling the truth, you know he's telling the truth. You can look a person in the eye and you can tell if the person's lying or telling the truth. There was a certain sparkle that Shimshon had when he was talking now, and she saw it, she knew. Now he's telling the emes. Abaya said, that she knew that Shimshon was a tzaddik and he never was masked the shem shemayim levatolo. And given the Amar, when he said, ki nezira lekim, ani, he mentioned Hashem's name, Amra hashta vadekushtakom, he wouldn't be lying. How did she get him finally to tell the truth? So the pasuk said she caused him tzar. Mai vatal tzeo, what was the tzar? Amra b'yitzchok devei rebi, devei rabami, b'shas gemar bia nishmet amitachtov. It was at the time of gemar bia, and she slipped away from him, and he couldn't resist the tsar, and he succumbed. We're going back to the beginning of the story of Shimshon, where the Malach comes to his mother and tells the mother, watch this child, don't give him to drink wine, can't eat anything that's yotzim and agefen, don't even eat a dover tummy, Michael tummy. What does that mean? It sounds like till now he was eating tummy. Oh, from now on? No, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, she was referring to Dvar Ma'asurim Benazir. Rashi says that really all the Dvar Ma'asurim Benazir are mentioned in the Pasuk. kol yitzim and hagefen. So it's the rabbis tam ki ikur. So you have yeshiva shirashi here, mishra sanovim tucked away on the bottom of this agadah to gemara. That's what he was coming, the rabbis. He was the rabbis mishra sanovim. If you take grapes, you soak it in water. So that's not today's sugya.
Vayivka likim es hamachdesh asher balechi. So Shimshon finds himself in a situation where he needs water and he gets it through the lechi of the chamor. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Tver Abami, who evil the davar tame. He wanted to marry davar tame. Rashi says Lisa bas el nechar. He wanted to marry a non-Jewish woman. Lefichach nitul chay b'davar tame. Therefore, in order for him to save his life, it came through a chamor, which is a non-kosher animal.
Vatochel ruach Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chaim Chanina cholso nevu asay shal Yaakov Avinu. What was the lashon vatochel? It was chal the nevu of Yaakov Avinu. Tichsev yehi don nochosh ali derech. And as we mentioned before, that he was like a nachash. He camouflaged himself. The Plishtim didn't know what he was doing. Even his own parents, the Yidden, didn't know what he was doing. Like the nachash, but he was going after the Plishtim. Lefamoy b'machane don. What does that mean? That the Shechina was leading the way for Shimshon, like a zog. Somebody who leads somebody with bells. He had like this quiet entourage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chfoyde ve'atzmoy was with Shimshon. Ksivach, it says over here, lefamim v'nachredot. Ksivasam pamim v'rima. It's a lashon of bells. Bein tzora u'bein eshtol. That's where he lived. Amar Rab Asi, tzora v'eshtol, shnei harim g'dol l'mayu. They were two very large mountains. V'okrin, Shimshon up, was able to uproot these mountains. V'tochan anzeh b'zeh, and grind them together. V'hu yochel eshias Yisrael. He began to save Klal Yisrael. Amar Rab Chaim Rab Chanina. A beautiful Gemara. Hochel miloshin lo yachel dvorei, says Rashi. Dechsev im teshaker li ulenini ulenechti. Last week's parsha, Avram Avinu makes a pact with Avimelech. And he says, we're going to be friends. We're not going to start up with you. You're not going to start up with us, not our children, not our grandchildren. And what happened over here? Shimshon is fighting against the Plishtim. What happened to the Shvua? Lo yachel devaroi. The Teretz is, the reason he was able to do it is, Rashi says, lefi shem odra la Shvua tchila. Because they started. They broke the Shvua first. The Plishtim started up with the Yidden. Oh, once you start, all bets are off. Now we can retaliate. Now we can do whatever we want. Incidentally, this is a halacha mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. And Yeridei Simon Reish Lam Advav, the Mechaber says that if two people make a deal, they swear to each other, I'll do this for you, you do this for me, I won't tell, you won't tell. Whatever the deal exactly is, says the Mechaber, if one of them violates the Shvuah, all bets are off. And it comes from this Gemara right here. The Chzivim, the Shakali, Ulenini, Ulenechti, that's Vayochel, Miloshen, Layachel, Dvar. Vayigdal Hanar, Vayivarcheu Hashem. But my Barche, what was this Barche that Shimshon had? Om Rabbi Yidom Arav, Shabarcho Ba'amasai. It means his Oisai Mokoim, his Ever Ataivo. Amasai Kibnei Adam, it was like an ordinary person. However, Vizaroi Kinachal Shoitev. But he had an unusual amount of Zera, and it was all because there's this theme of Arayos that permeates the story of Shimshon, and that was for him a bracha that he should have zera kinachal shoytev. Vayikra Shimshon el Hashem vayomer. Hashem Elokim zochreini na v'chaskeini na achap hamazeh. Give me one last shot. This is when Shimshon is in this amphitheater and he's going to take down all the sarnei plishnim. V'inokma, and let me revenge, nikam the revenge of achas mishtei einai plishnim. One of my two eyes. Interesting, we've heard this pasuk, we've heard it sung over the years. He wants revenge for one of his two eyes. Now they knocked out both of his eyes. Vayinakru einav. Why does he only want revenge for one of them? So there's an unbelievable Rashi here. Schar achas me'einai tainli benekomazu. I only want the schar for the revenge that I'm going to get for one of my eyes in this world. The scharu acheres, the other eye, la'olam haba. Beautiful Rashi, tucked away. Omar Rav. So Rav said, what specifically did Shimshon tell Hashem? Zochreinino, v'chaskeinino, achapam hazev, v'inokam l'kamal shvayana v'pushim. Omar Rav, Omar Shimshon, v'yakadosh baruch, v'yibayinu shalolam, scharli esrim shono, shesh shofatiti es Yisrael. Remember the 20 years that I ruled over Klal Yisrael. V'loyamarti le'echem yam habeli makam imok. I never asked anybody for anything. I was a ruler. Shimshon was one of the shayftim. He was a ruler over Klai Yisrael for 20 years. That's what he's telling Hashem. Remember the way I ruled, and I want my reward right now with the revenge that I'm going to take over the Plishtim. If you look here in parentheses, it says the word Shtayim. Scharli Esrim B'Shtayim. Mashal brings this such a girsa that says 22 years. He says, if you look in the Pasuk, it doesn't say 22 years. It says 20 years. It says, Mashal, what's B'Shtayim in that girsa? It bases on a Yerushalmi, a Tosfos and Shabbos, a nice shmuz here. It says that Shimshon ruled for 20 years twice. And he says that's what the girsa was. Scharli Esrim times 2, not Esrim Vishtayim, 20 plus 2, it's 20 times 2, the two times that it's mentioned. And why is it mentioned twice, and what's the significance of 20 times 2? So the Mashal says, Ro'isi b'svarim, that after Shimshon died, for 20 years there were lingering effects. The world was afraid of Shimshon. They were spooked from him. So his legacy lived on for 20 years later. So he was Shefet Es Yisrael, Esrim Shana. And then there was another Esrim Shana where his effects were felt. That's the Esrim times 2. Vayelech Shimshon, Vayilokech Shloish Meyos Shualim. So in the context of after he meets the Mechutin, he steals or he kills 30 people to take their suits. They get upset at him. They give away, the Mechutin gives away his daughter, Shimshon's first wife. So he then goes, takes 30 foxes, torches their tails, 300, I'm sorry. So Maishna Shualim, why a fox? Amar Rab Evoy, Bar Negdi, Amar Rab Chia Barabo, Amar Shimshon, Yavai, Misha Chazal Achayrav, Veyifram Yiplishtim, Shechazru Bishwaslim. The nature of a fox is that if somebody attacks him, he doesn't turn around and run. He walks backwards. He walks away, B'Kovid Rosh. So that was the Midah Keneged Midah, that the Plishtim, they backed out of their pact that they had made with Avram Avinu. So we're going to hit you with an animal that backs out. Tanya, Rav Shimon HaChassid, Bink Seifav Shal Shimshon, Shishamama. So Shimshon HaGibar had very broad shoulders. How broad? 60 amas broad. Shenever Vayishkev Shimshon at Chatzi HaLaylo, Vayokev Chatzi HaLaylo, Vayechaz B'dalsoy Sharo Iru B'shtei HaMezuzayz Vayisen HaMabriach, Vayosem Al Kseifav. So he takes the entranceway to Gaza, and he puts it on his shoulders. The Gemiri, the Indal says, "Azo pchusais mishishim ama." There were 60 amas wide. Ahi toichem v'beis asurim. So they finally capture Shimshon. They put him in jail, and he was a toichem. So literally, toichem means he ground wheat. Am Rabbi Yechanan ain't chino lashon avera. And what does stam avera mean? Says Rashi, niof it means arayas that. You find such a lashon somewhere. What does it mean? Every person, they brought their wives, their own wives, to Beis Asurim, because they all wanted that these women should have a child from Shimshon. Maybe these children will have good genes. They'll also be blessed with these superpowers. Rapapa said, this is what people mean when they say, if somebody that likes wine, bring him wine. Kami Rafuka Gridaya Dovo. Somebody likes vegetables, bring him vegetables. Shimshon HaGibar, where you find again this theme of Arayas, that's why they brought their wives. Om Rabbi Yechon, Kol Mazana, Ishta Mizanenes Olav. Someone who's Mazana and he violates his wife will do the same thing to him. Shenemar, Im Nifta Libi Al Isha Val Pesach Rei Ar Bossi. That's a lotion of Arayas. Fixiv in the Pasuk afterwards says, Titchen La'achar Ishti Val Yechon Achar. And his wife's going to do the same thing. Vainu Damar, this is what people mean when they say, Iyu Beikariv Itzi Beitzini. The husband is busy with large pumpkins and the woman with smaller ones. The point is they're doing the same thing. Vam Rav Yechon on Shimshon Danas Yitzhok Avim Shabbat Shemayim. Shimshon didn't only judge Klai Yisrael. He was like Hashem himself. Shenemar Don Yodin Amoy. Ke'achad, he literally was ke'achad. This is the pasuk in the Birchas Kayanim that's referring to Shimshon. So Shimshon was Yodin Amay ke'achad, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Shimshon al Shemesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was called Shimshon because it is the name of Hashem. Shenemar ki Shemesh Umogen Hashem Alekin. Hashem is a Shemesh Umogen. He's like the sun that protects. So that's the lashon of Shimshon. Another sugi that's tucked away here. If that's the case, it should be also to be meichek the shem shim. Somebody writes a shem shim, you should be able to cross it out. If it's shmei shal kadosh baruch hu, says the gemara, you're right. Elomei ain shmei shal kadosh baruch hu. It's not mamish Hashem's name. It's similar to Hashem's name. Ma kadosh baruch hu megan al kol oilum kulay. Av shim shay megan bedoyrei al yisrael. But the word shim is not literally Hashem's name. There's an important taisus right here. Taisus says it sounds from here that anything the Chazal said is shmei shal kadosh baruch hu. There's an issa mechikas Hashem. So taisus kasha is that there's a Gemara that says the Sheva Shemosh and Nimchak. There's only seven names that are not Nimchak. And the Brice over there mentions Hashem has more than seven names. There's a Chazal that says Hashem has 70 names. So what does it mean? It says Tanavishar. You have to say that according to this Gemara, that Brice is only Tanavishar. It's lavd after those seven names. But anything that's Shemosh al Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's an Issa Mechiko. So Tosfos says if that's the case, Shalom. We know the name Shalom is Shemosh al Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to say Shalom in a Beis HaMerchitz. It'll come out, says Tosfos, that you're not allowed to be masker the Shem Shalom. In fact, it's brought down in Ramah. The Ramah, now you're not allowed to be masking, now let it be moichet. The Ramah in Simon Reish Ayin Vav says, V'yesh nizarim afilo b'milo sholoim, shloi ligmar ksivasai. That if they're writing on a piece of paper, sholoim, which is something most letters began, sholoim aleichem, sholoim achai, whatever, didn't write out the whole name Shalom, because it's Shmoy Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a Nisa Mechika. The Shach says, V'roi v'oilam ein nizarim v'zeh. Roi people are not nizar, kach kosa v'tshuvas ha-rosh, dimutter. And the Makar is a rosh. Says the Gra and the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef, where did the Ramah get his halacha from? Tosfos says, Dav Yoram Aleph. Tosfos says that if the Gemara didn't have a mina, that if Shimshon would have been Shmoy Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, there would have been an Issa Mechika on the name Shimshon, so Shalom, which we know for a fact, is Shmoy Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be an Issa Mechika for the shame Shalom as well. Says the Gemara, Vayter, V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bilom Chiga Beragle Achasoyah. He was lame in one foot. Shenema Vayelech Shefi. Shefi is a lashon of Chiger. Shimshon Chiger, B'shtei Raglevoyah. He was a chigar on 2 feet. Shenemar shefifoin ali oirach. Shefifoin is shefi times two. Tan rabbanu chamishu nevi mei dugma shemaylo. There were 5 people that were created with unusual talents. It's literally mein shemaylo. Ve'kulon lakubem. They all had their downfall as a result of it. Shimshon bekoichoy. Shimshon strength was mein shemaylo. It was supernatural. Shol betzavaroi. Shol with his height. Shol was mi shichmoy v'maylo. Gavoya mikolam avsholom b'sairei. It's very nice here. Tzidkiyo be'enav, his eyes, and asa beraglov, his feet. Shimshon mikoyichad chesiv ayosar koyichem yolam. How do you know that they all had their downfall with that gift that Hashem gave them? Shimshon mikoyichad chesiv ayosar koyichem yolam. They took away his koyich. Shol b'tzavori chesiv ayikach shol asachere v'ayipololeh. They slit his throat. Avsholom b'sairei k'dibinir l'meimer. Come on. We'll see later. Tzidkiyo be'enav d'chsiv es enei tzidkiyo iver. He became blind. Asa b'raglov d'chsiv rak le'isik nosei choles raglov. He had issues with his legs, with his feet, at the end of his life. Omer, b'yidam ha'rav, what were his issues? She'och sezoi padagra. He had padagra. Omer le'im ha'zut she'b'ed Rav Nachman. Hechidomi padagra. What exactly is that? Omer le'i kemachat basar, kemachat b'basar achai. It's a feeling that people have sometimes of pins and needles inside their feet. I think it could be, it's what we know today as neuropathy. Mino yoda, ikeda amri, mecha shavachoshbe. How did Rav Nachman knew that? So some say he suffered from it himself. In Chochem Kabar Nesoyin. The Ikeda Amri Mirabe Shamalek. Could be heard it from his Rebbe. The Ikeda Amri, similar to a Gemara that we had not long ago. Soyda Hashem Lireyev. He knew it from Hashem. Ubrisale Deptarashov. The name Anenesh Asa. What did Asa do so terrible to deserve this punishment? Mipnesha Asa Angaria Betalmidech Achabim. Because he took Talmidech Achabim and he forced them to do Avoidas HaMelech. Shenemav HaMelech Asa Yishmias Kol Yehuda. Einoki. What does it mean? Enoch. Everybody had to work. Nobody was exempt. My Enoch, I'm Ravidah Marav. I feel chosam mechadore v'kala mecho emil shever brachos. It didn't matter. Enoch, you have to go serve for the Melech. It was a terrible thing that he did. Also, angari v'tamid chachamim. That's why he was punished. Where else do you find also angari v'tamid chachamim? It's a Gemara at the end of the third parak of Masechta Sedarim. One of the reasons that Avraham Avinu was punished, that Neshtabdu Bon of Mitzrayim for 210 years, was with Nesha Asa angari v'tamid chachamim when he fought the war of the Melachim. Said Bayorak es. As Chanichov, and Chazal say, one pshat, it was Osa and Garya, Yelidei Beisoy, Osa and Garya, but Tavid HaChom, I saw the Marshal puts the two Gemaras together. Ksiv, it says, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went down, he descended to Timnas. Viksiv, and it says, by Tamar, where the town, the city of Timnas is also mentioned, Hinei Chamich Oile Timnasa. When Tamar is Nizdavik with Yehuda, so she dresses up like a Zayna, Yehuda didn't know who she was. So where did she wanted to track down Yehuda? So she gets inside information that Yehuda is on his way up to Timnah. So she goes there, Pesach Einayim, and that's where the story happened. But the Gemara's Kasha is where is Timnas on the map relative to Eretz Yisrael? If you're traveling from Yerushalayim to Timnas, do you go up or do you go down? Vayered Shimshon Timnasa, he's traveling south. And Tamar is traveling north. The assumption is they're coming from the same place. So is it north or is it south? Omer Abulazah, Shimshon, Shinizganaba, Shimshon, who when he went to Timnas, it wasn't a good thing. It was a Dover Shulganai. Ksiv Be'yirida. Not physically, he put south in his GPS. That point was, it was a Yirida, a spiritual Yirida. Yehuda Shenes Alaba, he was Zeich to Malchus Beis David, with that story of Tamar. Ksiv Be'y Aliyah. Rav Shulman Echmini Yomar. Shtei Timnoy. No, there were 2 different cities, not the same Timnas. Chada Be'yirida, one was to the south. Chada Be'aliyah, the other one was to the north. Rapapa, Mar Chada Timnava. No, there was one Timna, but they were coming from 2 different places. Da'asi Mehaigi, so Yirida. Uda'asi Mehaigi. Aliyah could go in Vardunya, Ubebari, the Shuka Denarish, you have a similar anomaly where depending on the angle that you're coming from, you can either be driving north or you can be driving south. So where did Tamar sit? She said, she stood at the Pesach of Avraham Avinu. It was Pesach Einayim. It was a place that everybody gazed at. That was the center place. Maybe we'll talk out some rain on that tonight. No, it was a place. Pesach Einayim, literally at the entrance way of Einayim. It's a city. She gave color to what she was saying. When she was Teveya Yehuda, Yehuda said, Shema Nachrisat, are you? Maybe you're a non-Jew. He wasn't going to be with a non-Jew. I'm a Giyaris. Shema Eishas Ishat, maybe you're married. I'm a Pnuyani. Shema Kibo Bach Avich Kedushin. Maybe your father was Makabal Kedushin for you. I'm a Yisoymani. Incidentally, the Achronim, a lot of nice yeshivish raid on this Gemara. Once she said she was a Giyaris, how could her father have been Makabal Kedushin on her behalf? Gershin Iskai, or Kikotin Shinbila Dami. Shema Tmeyad, maybe you're Tomei. Amrolei, Tahirani. No, she's not a Nida, she's also Tahir. Vayita Eshel Beber Sheva. Avram Avinu planted an Eshel Beber. Now, how did we just get from Shimshon to Yehuda to Avram Avinu? We spoke about Shimshon, which his story begins in Timnas. Yehuda also, Tamar meets Yehuda in Timnas. Where was she? Bepizchay shal Avram Avinu, according to Wamshat. So we have a guy that the Gemara now about Tamar, about Avram, which is going to take us in to, it's really today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, or tonight's daf, I'm not sure what it is. But either way, it's going to take us into the next Amid Gemara. Amr Ishlakish. So what is this Eshel? We just have to turn the page. Malamicha also Pardes, he made, planted a garden. Venata by Kol Mini Begadim. It was an unbelievable garden. It's actually a Machlekes Tanam. Chadama one says Pardes. It was a garden. Chadama Pundik. No, it was a tent. Bishlam, the man of a Pardes. Bishlam, the says that it was a Pardes. How did you say it? Plant it. You plant the garden. Elamanam pundik. You don't plant a house, you build a house. My vayita kidchsid. No, vayita holeya padna. You find such a lashon of vayit. You find vayit. You always find. Apparently, vayit and vayita is not the same lashon, but you find vayita also. Vayit vayita holeya padna. Vayikra shom b'shem Hashem keil oylam. He called out to the name of Hashem. Amar eshlokish al tikri vayikra ela vayakri melamit shikri avram avinu l'shmoich al kadosh baruch hu befer kol oyre v'shap. What does it mean that he spread the word of Hashem in this soup kitchen? After everybody ate and drank, they got up to thank Avram Avinu. Did you eat my food? Why are you thanking me? They would ask him, who exactly is the Elikei Olam? Discovery seminar, fast forward, you knew who Elikei Olam was. And then Hoidu Vishibchu Ubarchu Misha Omar Vahoya Oilam. We'll just finish with one note, and that is this of course was the Vayita Eshel. This was the Chesed Shel Avraham Avinu. But you see from here that what was the real Chesed? What was the real tachlis that Avraham Avinu was trying to accomplish with his Eshel? He was trying to accomplish bringing people closer to Hashem. It would seem to imply at first glance that the whole Chesed of Avraham was a Hechatimsa to do Kiruv Rechaikim, which is a davar pella, because we know Chesed wasn't just an arbitrary part of Avram's Avodah. It was his tachlis. It was Chesed l'Avram. But the teretz is, and we've spoken about this, barichos, that the ikur Chesed that a person can do is bring people closer to Hashem. The Velt says, you give somebody fish, you fed him for a day. You teach someone how to fish, you fed him for a lifetime. You bring somebody closer to Hashem, you fed him l'netzach netzachim. The ikur chesed that Avram Avinu was doing was he was bringing closer people closer to Hashem. That's the real chesed l'Avram. Not the achila, not the shtia, not the levoya. It was the vayikra b'shem Hashem keleilom. That was the real chesed. The gadlus and the chiddush of Avram was that even the intermediaries, the hechatimtsa for Avram's chesed were also done through chesed. It was kuloi chesed. He fed people for a day. He fed people for a lifetime, and he fed people the netzach netzachim.